Discussions are underway over a $2 billion plan for the development of downtown Hempstead Village in Long Island. Last week, residents met to discuss what they would like to see in a community benefits agreement and were concerned about the small number of housing units being allocated to poor people in the new development, increased taxes, and questions over whether there would be a substantial jobs program. At the time, we were unable to get the mayor of the Village of Hempstead's response to their concerns. Today, WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Village of Hempstead Mayor Wayne Hall. Hall said he wanted the community's input on the agreement, but the main component of the agreement is jobs.
And one of the reasons for that is in our community, minority community, the unemployment rate is really, really high. And there's several reasons for that. We have a lot of kids that, young people that, when at a young age, get in trouble, they go to jail, and they come back, and then it's hard for them to get a job. A lot of them do drop out of school because of the, for whatever reason, and most of the time it's because they have to help out their family. They have problems getting jobs. It's already hard when you're a minority, and it's harder when you have these little incidents on your record. So we are asking the developers to dedicate 25% of all these projects, which is approximately $2 billion, which comes to maybe $500, $600 million to the community here in Hempstead, the women businesses, minority businesses, giving our residents jobs. This project that we're embarking on, the downtown project, transit-oriented development, is potentially going to create 10,000 jobs temporarily and also permanently 3,000 jobs. And we're looking for our residents to be part of this. Many times in developments, what happens is they come in and they promise that, oh, yeah, we're going to give jobs. And then when the jobs that they give out are part-time jobs, jobs with no benefit, and jobs that mean nothing, really. A lot of times people can't live off of that because it's minimum wage jobs. So we're looking for our residents, if they qualify, to get those meaningful jobs.
You said the unemployment rate was high for Hempstead. How high is it?
Well, I don't know exactly how high it is, but I know, you know, the national rate is 8.2. I can't imagine that in the minority community, it's probably 14%. In Hempstead, I really believe that it might be higher than that.
Yes. The meaningful jobs, you say 10,000 jobs would be temporary, which would be presumably construction work and development, that sort of thing. But after that, where are the jobs?
The job's going to be, and this is, like I said, transit-oriented development, mixed-use housing, meaning commercial, restaurants, cultural center, hotel. These are the jobs that we're talking about. It's going to be here on a permanent basis.
So the service industry jobs, but with benefits and full-time?
Right. And, you know, commercial jobs where the people, you know, the retail jobs are coming in, the restaurant jobs that are coming in. There's going to be a lot of opportunities here for our residents. And even right now, we have developments going on here where the developer had already agreed to hire those people that were had difficulties finding jobs because of their record. They've been in prison. Then they get out and when they try to get a job, they can't get one. So, you know, that we talk to the developers, give these guys a job. They did. We right now have a development up for Main Street where we got 86 people from Hempstead who have, you know, previous records working there.
Mm.
So if we do this, then we can make these guys good citizens. They won't go back and commit any crime because now they're being productive. And this is what this whole thing is about here in Hempstead: jobs, jobs, jobs.
In the discussion I had with New York Community Cares Group, how is this benefit agreement going to be written so that the measures are met, the agreements are met?
Well, this is going to be, it's already in the zoning code that the community benefit agreement, that they have to adhere to that once we get it going. I have to sign it and the developer has to sign it. And also, we're going to have someone overseeing, making sure that everybody's in compliance.
The concern that I was hearing last week from residents that there wasn't a high enough percentage of units being given over to affordable or low-income housing.
Right. They wanted 35%.
Yeah.
And we said 10%. Rebecca, my problem with that is Hempstead has the highest low-income housing in all Long Island. I mean, you cannot imagine how many low-income housing we have here. And all the other villages around Hempstead do not have that. You know, everybody should have their fair share of low-income housing, and they don't have that. And so we said that we have enough of these housings in here. Go to other communities. But if you know anything about Hempstead, the demographics here, there are a lot of places in this village where there's Section 8, there's low income housing, and we just really would like, that's a high percentage, and I'm not going to go with that 35%.
So where is the project at the moment?
A couple of weeks ago, we approved the overlay zoning, and so now we're trying to finish up the community benefit agreement. I'm trying to get them to complete this benefit agreement, get me to sign it, the developer to sign it, the lawyers to look it over, present it to the unions. Hopefully by the end of, near the end of the year, that we'll have a shovel in the ground.
Wayne Hall is the mayor of the village of Hempstead on Long Island. He spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.